You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Good morning. Yes, my fingers are all thumbs today. Good morning. Welcome to Talking in North Sound 2. This is your chance to have your say on events in the public eye, and possibly those events that maybe aren't in the public eye. Things that you know about and you want to tell me about. I mean, what's made your blood boil? What's made you laugh? Or what's struck you absolutely speechless? You can let off steam for a whole hour here in North Sound 2. Get it off your chest. Give me a call on 01224 401035. Or you can contact me on the email at cammy@northsound2.com. You can tweet me, which is a mystery to me, but apparently Grant says it works, so it works. You can tweet me on cammy1035. You can text on 61025, and you prefix that with Cammy, C-A-M-M-Y. And last week we found out, well, Grant found out the text system really works. Lots of text last week, not many phone calls, but hopefully that'll balance out as we move on. Cammy@northsound2.com, 01224 401035. Tweet me at Cammy1035 or text at 61025 and prefix it with Cammy. Grant's all set, we're already here. What are we going to talk about today? Well, a couple of things. Have got me. First off, we're back to my old favourite, Union Terrace Gardens. Right? Now, a referendum on the City Gardens project could get paid for by its biggest backer. Sir Ian Wood has offered to foot 80% of the bill for a public vote out of the £50 million he's already pledged to the project. Councillor Kevin Stewart was one who suggested a referendum.
I really do believe that a referendum is the only way to gauge public opinion. The issue of Union Terrace Gardens has polarised people in the city, and I think the only way to resolve that is to have the debate and let the people decide. The right time to have the public say is when there was a firm proposal on the table, and obviously with the design competition now over, we should have a firm proposal to put before the people. I'm hopeful that council will back the call for a referendum. It then would be up to council officers to go and work out how that can be done on a practical basis, and then we should allow the people to decide between the winning design and the status quo.
Okay, so it's all about letting the people decide and the people having the choice. So, later in the week, draft questions, which could be used in a vote on the future of Union Terrace Gardens, are being put out for public consultation. Views on the four potential options for use in a referendum or opinion poll on the City Gardens project are being sought before next week's meeting of the full council. The public are being asked how easy it is to understand each of the possibilities. We'll move on. It's now the third time the public have been asked about their opinion on this. Okay? Now, Councillor Willie Young has a say in this matter.
Nobody has taken this, the bull by the horn, if you like, and come up and shown any leadership in respect of Union Terrace Gardens. It's been allowed to drift, drift, drift. Aberdeen City Council are beginning to look plain stupid, and that is a big problem for all of us. Union Terrace Gardens is becoming a farce. They're not asking the public to amend the questions, they're just asking the public to look at the proposed questions to see if they understand them. The council have overstepped the mark by issuing a press release and asking the public for their views on a possible referendum question before councillors, the decision makers, have even decided that they're going to go forward with a referendum. So I think, first of all, it's disgraceful that the council has done that.
Okay, so I was totally confused, absolutely confused. So I thought, right, Councillor Young, how are you?
Not too bad, Cammy. Thank you.
Listen, Matt, can I just say one thing?
Yes, sir.
The phrase is taking the bull by the horns.
Well, I think that's right.
It's a different connotation, taking the bull the other way. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. choice of language.
Yeah, choice. But anyway, tell me. I mean, I can read English. I can understand a question. I am a normal, I would like to hope to say, I'm a citizen of Aberdeen. I can understand if you're putting a question to me. What I would like to know is, how come it's taken 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blooming times to put the questions to me?
Well, I think you're right, but I would say to you, Cammy, I'll ask you the question. What do you understand by the question? Because when it says here, yes, I support the proposed city garden project. Now, does that mean the proposal that's on the table? Does it mean Peacock's proposal that was on the table before? What does it mean? Because I certainly don't know. And I take issue with what Councillor Kevin Stewart said in respect of the referendum. We did have a firm proposal on the board. We had a firm proposal, and that was Peacock's. He didn't have a referendum for Peacock's. So why have a referendum now? The fact is that the SNP and Kevin Stewart are running scared of the people. They don't like making decisions. That's the big problem, is they aren't good at showing leadership. We, on the other hand, will show leadership. We will say it's up to 43 individual councillors to make the decision. End of story.
Right. I voted for some of you guys.
Yes.
Okay. And I would agree that I voted, and like lots of people in Aberdeen, no doubt, for you guys to make decisions to do with the city.
And you're absolutely right, because there's proposals before and after the City Garden project where we will have to make decisions. None of those proposals say, let's have a referendum. None of those proposals say, let's have an opinion poll. They're asking 43 councillors to make decisions. These are on housing, so why are we not having an opinion poll on housing? But the other matter is the money. Sir Ian Wood has said that he will pay for 80% of it. Now, and he also said it's to be deducted from the £50 million that he's given us. Now, there's two things there. One, we're still not in contract with Sir Ian Wood with regard to the money, and as wonderful the offer is, there is still no contract between the City Council and Sir Ian Wood. And the second thing is, what happens if there's a no vote? Do we have to pay Sir Ian Wood back all his money? And of course, thirdly, is what happens at the end, because we'll be £200,000 short of the £50 million because we haven't taken that into consideration.
Yeah. That's all fair. I would suggest to you that you couldn't really ask. I mean, Sir Ian Wood has said, and he has made it very clear, and he's maintained a very dignified silence through all of this. He has maintained that the money he's putting forward is for that specific project.
That's right.
And if that project goes ahead, he is prepared to put forward the money. Would I be right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Therefore, I don't think you can ask for a contract with Sir Ian Wood, because the project, A, has not been decided if it's going ahead, B, that the project hasn't been, the design hasn't been decided, and C, we're still speaking about it.
Well, that's true. So what you're saying is that we have a referendum on not knowing the project, knowing which design we're going to accept.
That's my problem.
Uh-huh. And also, we don't even know if the economic case stacks up because of the TIF. There's nothing been put in front of councillors to suggest that the TIF is going to work or isn't going to work. And of course, that was supposed to be put in front of us on the 14th of December, and lo and behold, it's not there.
Okay, right.
Plus, if I can just say one last thing, Cammy, on this.
I appreciate you asking permission, thank you.
We still don't know which design won. The Union Terrace Gardens people aren't even telling us which design the public voted for.
Yeah.
They're keeping everything to themselves, yet asking the people to go out and vote in a referendum.
Yeah.
It's honestly beginning to get farcical.
Yeah. What I'd like to do, Councillor, is I'm going to keep you in line one.
Of course.
There's a few other people here who have come in with notes. Graham, how are you?
Fine, bud.
Right, Graham.
I'll say Cammy this week.
It's okay. I've got you flagged up. I'm just ready for you, chum. Graham, you've got 2 points. Your first one is Union Terrace. We'll take you on your second point. John will phone you back on your second point, because obviously I've got the councillor here. So he's the closest we can get to authority and knowledge. And if there's any explanations to be done, I'm sure he will if he can. What's your point on the Union Terrace?
Union Terrace Gardens. I was under the impression that the chief executive who left to go to, I think it was Edinburgh, had already secured funding for Ian Wood.
Okay, I think that was funding in principle. Am I right, Councillor?
Absolutely, funding in principle. We've asked 3 times. I've asked questions to council 3 times. Asking to see a copy of the contract, what negotiations have happened.
Okay, yeah.
And we still are nowhere near anywhere.
But again, going back over it, I mean, Ian Wood's a businessman. He's not going to put a contract until the game's in play, shall we say. So we could understand that. So, Graham, would that answer the question? There's agreement in principle.
Aye, okay, but there's also something else. Ian Wood has stated that he was prepared to give 80% funding, yep. which you've already stated,
yep.
on the understanding that it was a referendum and it was binding on what the people voted for. Now, Councillor, the chap you've got on just now...
Councillor Young.
He said, oh no, it's going to be the councillors at the end of the day, whether the people say no, yes or no, it's going to be councillors who decide.
No. Yeah. In fairness to Councillor Young, he said that the councillors could make the decision, but he's also, am I right, Councillor, he's also prepared, if there's going to be a referendum, to take the word of the referendum.
No, the councillors will decide, regardless of what the referendum is. So if everybody votes yes, it'll still be council who decide it. And of course, the other thing, Cammy, which is important, is that no council can bind its successor. So what that means is that we're going forward to an election in May 2012, and this council, in May 2000, or before May 2012, could vote in favour of Union Terrace Gardens, only for a new council in May 2012 to overturn that decision. Because as I said, no council can bind its successor.
I don't believe that, man.
Well, that's the truth.
I'm not doubting your explanation, but what was... Sorry, Graham, are you picking this up the same as me?
To me, Cammy, that is not democratic. If you're going to have a referendum, let the people decide yes or no. And if they decide no, that's it. Ian Wood will probably withdraw the money and that'll be it.
Unfortunately, that's the law. And no council can bind its successor. So even if everybody voted yes or everybody voted no, the next council in May 2012 can overturn that decision.
So in essence, there's no point in having a referendum or an opinion poll.
Well, that's what we say. That's why you voted for us. I mean...
But I didn't vote for you.
Well, exactly.
Now, boys.
The fact is that you perhaps voted for someone.
No, I didn't.
Well, hold on now, Graham. Let's not get in the voting thing, right?
No, I'm there.
We've got Councillor Young on here to explain the situation. We don't want to know people's political parties and all the rest of it. All we're asking is, this is a matter on the city of Aberdeen for city citizens and city councillors to sort out.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't find it very democratic.
I think there's issues, if you don't... Well, if you don't mind me saying so, I think there's issues with the fact of why bother... Having, both of you jump in here, you've both got lines. Why bother having a referendum or any form of opinion from the citizens of Aberdeen when, in point of fact, the councillors can decide on their own voting? Am I right there, Mr. Councillor Young? Yeah.
Yes, that's right, yeah. At the end of the day, the referendum vote will be put in front of councillors, to be fair about that.
Uh-huh.
It'll be yes or no, and then we'll have to make a decision on that basis. But it is not going to be the referendum that is going to decide the issue.
Okay,
it will be councillors.
Sorry, Graham, I'm grabbing your time.
That's all right.
No, the other thing I was thinking was, there is also a scenario whereby the opinions... somebody put forward an idea to get an opinion poll, which they thought would be a quicker, easier way of doing it. Now, that would come under the same things as a referendum, councillor, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. An opinion poll, obviously, there'll be. It won't be open to all of the electorate to vote, but it will be an opinion poll. But again, it's how you shape the question.
Yeah.
I think that's the big difficulty they've got, is how they shape the question without one side saying it's unfair.
Yeah, well, that's something for the written word, and that's it. Graham, are you happy with that side of things?
I suppose.
Well, I'm supposing as well. The difference is, I'm coming back at him, but I'm going to come back to you on your second point. I'm not ignoring it, but obviously I've got the councillor here for a while, so I want to keep going.
Okay.
Evelyn Sim, you're on the phone. We're coming up to you after the break. Graham, we'll contact you later. John will get in touch with you later. Okay, mate?
Cheers.
Councillor Young, back with you after the break.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
It's Cammy in the talking. I've got Councillor Young on the phone. I'm holding on to him because we're talking about Union Terrace Gardens, which seems to... I think 90% of my show is here. We're going to have a look at the text in a little while. Grant's busy here gathering all the text. On the phone lines, Evelyn, if you want to call, it's 01224401035. From right across the city, you can be a councillor, you can be a pensioner, you can be young, you can be middle-aged, you can be silver. It does not make any difference. You've got an opinion, that's what we want to hear. Evelyn, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's yourself?
Well, I'm getting a wee bit confused, and it's not an unusual thing to have me confused, but I am a bit confused about this just a moment.
I'm confused all the time, never mind.
Well, what, What's your thoughts? I've got Councillor Lyne and another line. Both lines are open, so you're welcome to talk to him directly.
Now, the people did have a vote a way back at the beginning, right?
Uh-huh.
And they did say no. But obviously, the council overturned that.
Was that an official vote, Councillor Young?
No, it was. It wasn't an official vote. It was an opinion by various people as to what we should do with Union Terrace Gardens.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yes, I must admit, because when I was sitting in for Frank, we did a sort of straw poll. And I mean, I think it's fair to say it was that sort of thing, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. OK, fair comment. Well, I think lots of people have put out opinion polls. And again, jump in if I'm wrong here. Lots of people have put out opinion polls on their own right to gather either thoughts or to gather support. But I think it's fair to say that the referendum and the opinion poll, which has been suggested from councils, from the council rather, is the only official vote or opinion that is going to go forward ultimately. Am I right?
That would be right if it happens. Of course, the incredible situation here is that council, via the Common Good Fund, appear to own Union Terrace Gardens. We're saying it's not a project that we're taking forward, yet we're the ones that's doing the referendum. We're the ones that's doing the opinion poll. I mean, that in itself makes it crazy, because we would never do that for anybody else.
No.
So why we're doing it for Union Terrace Gardens, I don't know.
If Peacock Arts had actually got the permission to do it up, they would have actually been finished. It would have been done and dusted
yes.
by this time.
Yes.
I think they're leaving Union Terrace Gardens, going into a state of disrepair, and faffing about with this referendum and talking about it, and we haven't got the money.
It's true. Well, we had a wonderful proposal in front of us where we did have the money, and that was Peacocks. The art people had given us money. Everybody had given us money. The council had £3 million to put into the project. The whole thing was ready to go. It was ready to be unveiled as a wonderful project. Along came Sir Ian Wood and Union Terrace Gardens project, dangled £50 million in front of certain people's noses, and all of a sudden Peacocks was off the table.
Yeah.
And I think that what would happen is that we're neither going to get Peacocks nor are we going to get Union Terrace Gardens, and we'll be left with absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Uh-huh. Evelyn, are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that. But I think that they should just stop speaking about the Union Terrace Gardens and put it in the back burner just now. Do up the gardens, maybe out of the Common Good Fund.
Uh-huh.
And forget about this Union Terrace Gardens, this Sir Ian Wood's offer, because we haven't got the money.
Yeah, I mean, The nitty-gritty, Councillor Young, is the fact that Sir Ian Wood is putting up £50 million, but
yes.
£50 million is not going to be the total that's required.
No, £50 million isn't going to be the total that's required. And, of course, the big, big problem here is we're asking people to vote before we know the economic impact or what it's going to cost in respect of the so-called TIF. Now,
but fiddlesticks, man, you can't know the cost because we don't know which project we're using. And if we don't know which project we're using, we can't do a costing.
Well, that's the other thing, is we don't know the project. And I think that the council has or the SNP have to be more honest with the people of Aberdeen. They need to say, look, if they are going to have a referendum, then we need to know what the costs associated with the project. We need to know which project they're going to take forward so that everybody knows what they're voting for. They're voting for yes or no on a specific project, as opposed to what's happening now.
Yeah. I, with the greatest respect to the council, I do think it's a little bit disjointed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Evelyn, are you fine?
Yeah, I'm fine, Sam.
Thanks for phoning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth, you've got some points on Union Terrace Gardens. As I say, Councillor Young's phone line is open, so you can talk to him direct or you can talk to me.
Oh, I'll talk to both of you if it's all right. No, I'm a bit confused.
Compromise is good.
I thought when we voted in somebody and onto the council, it was up to them to listen to their constituents. I know they can't please everybody, but, you know, to do what the majority asks them. And yet they turned around and said that they don't. They please themselves who they vote for. It's their opinion, not their constituents. I mean, I just can't understand that at all. Yeah, I'm fed up about this union clause. I wish they'd just forget about it, because I've signed about four times, the different opinion things, and I don't see any sense in it now. It's a mess.
Well,
and if you go down that stairs beside Union Terrace, beside the Robert Burns statue,
yep.
The smell there is disgusting.
Well, this is one of the reasons why the whole thing came to light was it you know, the gardens are, well, they're older than me, and that's old.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I mean, trust me, I age every Sunday. But the thing
I'm
is,
older than you.
Well, probably all of us together. But the thing is, there is no doubt that they do need maintenance, don't they, councillor?
Yeah, I mean, they always had maintenance when I was younger.
Yeah.
There was always somebody there. It's just that it's forgotten about just now.
Yeah.
They're just not doing anything about it. No, they maybe cut the grass and that, but sometimes. But it's just, when I was younger, there's always something going on there in the summertime, or even in the wintertime. There was always something going on, but, I mean, the council just doesn't do anything about it now.
And can I say to you that there's two points you made there. First, you're absolutely right that people went to the polls and they decided which councillors they wanted to have to represent them, and of course it is councillors' jobs to represent them and to vote, so uh-huh. There's no need for a referendum. But the second point, which is interesting as well, is if we do go ahead with Union Terrace Gardens as proposed by Sir Ian Wood, and it goes ahead, who's going to maintain it? It's not going to be Sir Ian Wood and the Union Terrace Gardens Trust, it's going to be the City Council.
Uh-huh.
And that means more of your money going into that project to look after it. Now look, if the TIF doesn't work, who does it fall upon? Again, it falls upon the City Council. And that means the more that we're having to resource it, the more that we're having to do it, means that there's less money to be spent on education, on social work, on roads, on transport, and all of these things. So that's a big problem as well.
You always have some excuses, do you? There is, there's supposed to be money put aside for parks and that anyway.
Yes,
there
absolutely.
There always has been.
But what we're saying is that we had a proposal in front of us. That proposal was Peacock's. It was a wonderful proposal, which was costed and was able to be fulfilled. Unfortunately, as I said, the council decided they didn't want to go that because somebody dangled £50 million in front of their noses and they thought, well, here's a better opportunity.
Yes,
but unfortunately, I don't think it will be a better opportunity.
That has to be said is how you see it, councillor. But
course,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
Yeah, but the way it seems to be, and as Ruth is pointing out, you know, the financial situation, I mean, all over the world, not just in Aberdeen, there's councils struggling to maintain their standards, they're struggling to maintain their infrastructures, etc., etc. You know, I mean, is it a feasible thing to say, right, we can't afford it, let's not do it?
That's what we've said all along. We have said it's not affordable, let's not do it.
Okay.
But the problem is that nobody is giving us the figures to say, yes, it is.
Well, that's fair. Fair comment. Yeah. Ruth, are you happy with that? Are you got anything?
No, I'm just that they still can find money to do their trips and buy their rowies and that, but they can't find money to do this. I mean, there's all that money in the Common Good Fund. It's not there for the councillors. It's there for the people of Aberdeen. And I think they've turned it around. The money should be taken away from the council, I think, and put into a financial thing that would run it better. And say, no, you can't have the money for that.
Again, that is possibly an option for future thoughts. But, you know, based on what's happening now, the financial aspect of this project that we're talking about is very clear. There's 50 million on the table from a benefactor, and some form of decision has to be made.
Well, I think they should use it, and they should take some of his ideas in, if he's willing to give his money.
Well, I think that's only courteous, though, don't you?
Yeah.
The big problem is that Sir Ian Wood has said it's this project or nothing.
Yes, well, again, and that's his right.
That's absolutely. So we can't just use it to do this and to do that, we would love to.
Yep.
But, of course, Sir Ian Wood has put conditions on how we use his money.
Yep.
It's this project or nothing.
Yeah.
We can't take his project, take his money and do up Union Terrace Gardens the way you want to or the way I want to, because Sir Ian Wood has said that's not what the money's there for.
Okay. Ruth, I'm sorry, we're going to have to go to
a
break.
That's okay, yep.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Thanks for phoning.
Yeah, thanks, Candy.
Righto, we'll go to a break and we'll finish off with Councillor Young, if you'll pardon the expression, after the break.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
It's Cammy on the radio on the talk end. 01224401035 is a normal number. Cammy at northsound2.com if you want to put forward comments. We're also up on Facebook. If you get on the Cammy Facebook, you're a friend there, you're more than welcome, and some people have done that. We've also got the North Sound 2 Facebook. You can pop on that. And Grant assures me that the tweeters are working on Cammy 1035 and texting on 61025. Prefix that with a Cammy. We'll go to Grant and he'll tell us about the text in a wee minute. We've got Councillor Young. Councillor Young, we've held you for long enough. We thank you for your time. One more from Audrey, and then we'll let you go on and have a normal Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Audrey.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
You know something, we're doing okay today.
That's good.
We're doing it. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts, keep Union Terrace as it is. Do it up. It's a lovely green space in the centre of town.
Yes.
They're thinking in closing all the parks, Stuart Park, Seaton Park, Victoria, Westbourne. Why? In the summertime, it's nice to go. I'm a regular of Seaton Park.
Yes.
It's nice to go and sit there, and it's peaceful and calm and beautiful surroundings. Why close it?
Well, you know something? I don't think you'll get any disagreement on this show that it's a nice thing to be able to go and sit in a park and just watch the world go by and relax, you know?
That's right.
But the thing that bothers... the thing that we're really discussing and worries me... What's your opinion on it? I mean, should we go to this hoo-ha to get opinions on the Union Terrace Gardens, or should it just be done by the people we vote in to do these things for us?
Yes, of course it is. That's what you vote a councillor for.
So you think...
Sometimes you think, oh, well, I shouldn't have voted him. He's not doing what I wanted. But it should be up to the council. But don't make it a concrete jungle. All this glass, and I didn't see any seats or waste bins in the picture, but there's plenty as it is now.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place, and the gardeners keep it nice.
Yes.
Oh, the councillors are too old. Get youngies in. Okay, we don't want young ideas, but I'm sure they would keep it green as well.
I think it's beautiful. So. We did speak to one of the gardeners down there, and he obviously had a great passion for Union Terrace Gardens. There's no doubt about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the same with Seaton Park. They keep it beautiful.
Yeah.
Mr. Benton, the head gardener, he's retiring. But it's always beautifully kept.
Yeah, well, you know something? Aberdeen City had a great pride in its garden, and everything around the city was beautiful with the
That's
roses
right.
and everything, you know? It's just the way things goes. Audrey, thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tarry bye.
Batty bye to you.
There you go, Councillor Young. Very briefly before we let you go away, Alan says, why don't we make it simple? Have a referendum on whether to simply update the gardens a little, making it more accessible for everyone, or whether to completely revamp the gardens as suggested by Ian Wood. Whatever the public decides, stick with it and get it done. Now, I think you did cover that, but that to me seems to be a system that would work, wouldn't it?
Well, the trouble is sensible and Aberdeen City Council don't seem to go together at times, do they?
Yep.
And I think
I'm glad you said that.
I think that that's the case. I think that what we've got, I mean, I agree with your last caller in that it's up to councillors to determine the position with Union Terrace Gardens.
I think
that's
so.
That's what people voted us in for, and that's what we should do.
Just before we go, Grant, you've got some of the text. Just share some of the text with us. What have we got there?
Just what was said on the phone, actually. Rosalind and Dice, it's mad. What's the point of even voting? I think that's referring to the... Mm-hmm. To the votes not
Oh, yeah, the referendum thing, yeah.
Stuart and Aberdeen, how long will this saga continue? Someone needs to take the lead and sort it out. And Melanie's been in touch. Nice to hear you back on North Sound 2, Cammy. Union Terrace is an utter embarrassment.
Well, I wonder if she's referring to the way it's been handled or the fact that it's... I don't know. Yeah, well, fair enough. Thank you very much for the text. We appreciate that. That thing does work, you know. That thing does work. Councillor Young, I can but thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
I have to say that... you've been very kind and you've come on, but spread the word to the rest of the councillors because they're welcome on as well. You
absolutely.
Know?
I will do that on Wednesday at the council meeting.
And it's more. Now,
everybody needs to phone Cammy.
Right, yeah. Well, careful how you do that.
Exactly. Thank you.
Take off your councillor's hat.
Absolutely.
Right, very briefly.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of the football team?
Well, it's not going good, is it?
It's not going good.
It's, you know, we need to be inspired. When you're 2-0 up with after 10 minutes, you shouldn't be losing.
I would agree with you that. Aye.
And I just think that they need to get a wee bit of more belief in there.
Yeah.
And
see what's happening.
Yeah, I think we do. Councillor Young, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot now.
Cheers now. Drew Wood, how are you?
Fine, fine.
Good, good. Let's hear you, sir.
Well, what about the Union Terrace Gardens?
Yes, yes.
No. When I was a teenager, I used to love that place. Now, I'm only, well, pushing 60.
A mere youngster, man.
Just a youngster. But I used to love going down there and playing drafts. What, like in the big drafts.
Oh, I remember
the
that.
With
oh.
all monies.
Mum and Dad used to take us down there and we used to play drafts there.
Aye.
When we were little toddlers. Yes, I remember that.
Aye.
Well. Yep.
Well, instead of spending 150 million of whatever Ian, aye,
yeah.
Ian Wood's been in 50 million to
D-up,
I reckon just spend 5 million.
Yes.
And D-up other arches and get a coffee and your ice cream.
You're talking. What some people are saying is hold the framework of Union Terrace Gardens,
exactly. but
give it.
Believe it what it is, because it's a bloody place.
Yes, give it to you. You know, it's very interesting that in all the discussions we have, people of a certain age group are very keen to keep it a certain, you know, to hold the structure of Union Terrace
keep
Gardens.
Keep it the same. It's only a bit of green we've got in the centre of the town.
What do you think of the proposed idea that it may be put forward that there could be a civic square up in St Nick's? You know where the St Nicholas building is? They're taking, they're demolishing that.
They're saying they're going to demolish it. That's the second ugliest building in Aberdeen.
Well,
in Aberdeen.
It's about to go, my friend. It's
but
about to go.
The first ugliest building is the Langstrath Hotel.
Oh, thanks for that. That's my head in a plate on Monday morning, Drew. Thanks, mate. Well, you see, you have to say, in order to get you out of it, you have to say that's your personal opinion, sir.
No, that's my personal opinion.
That's your opinion.
Honest, that is the most ugliest building in Aberdeen.
But listen, that was done in an architectural style of a certain era.
Aye, so was half the schools in Aberdeen.
There we go, Drew. Thank you, chump. You're just burying me alive here. Okay, chump, thanks a lot.
All right,
ta-ra, Drew.
Right.
Raymond Clunes, how are you, sir?
Not bad at all, come yourself.
Apart from having to explain to the boss on Monday morning why we've harangued half the buildings in town.
Okay, yeah, well, things happen.
First bus fares, Raymond. Let's have your shot there.
Yes, well, I was quite surprised at people being the fares that they charge now, and I was a bit that said the first bus has got this friendly drivers. Right. Well, I can't drive now, right?
Yep.
So I've got to use the bus.
Yes.
And I asked a driver one day. I was going two stops. And I said, how much is that? And he said, 180.
Yeah, is this stage fares, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aye, yeah.
180. I said, just a second here. I said, I'm only going two stops.
Yeah.
I could go into the city centre.
Yeah.
For 180.
Yeah.
I'm only going two stops.
Yeah, so
he didn't know where I was going. I told him. He says, oh, yes. Then he came back and he says, well, okay, that'll be a pound. You know, it used to cost me 70 pence.
Yeah.
For that same two stops.
So are we saying that it's basically any time you go on a bus, it's just the stage fare and that's it?
Yeah.
And
as
that's...
Excuse me.
Ah, you're okay, man. You're okay.
I was a thing in the... I was a... some place, I think it was called Nestland. They did a survey. And they said because the drivers were causing traffic congestion, they had to put the fares up. What? No. See, what happened there was that the cars were there in front of the buses. Because the people were actually cheaper taking their cars into the city centre.
Yeah,
because if you've got four people in a car,
yeah,
and you've got four people catching a bus,
yeah,
it's actually cheaper for petrol for the car than it is for catching a bus. And
okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll tell you what we'll do, Raymond. We'll see if we can research that for next week, and we'll see. Somebody's taking a note of this, I hope. We'll see if we can research the thing for next week and see if we can just find out what the fare situation is.
Yep.
Okay, man.
Okay, just one little thing before you go.
We'll go.
See that counsellors that you take on, right? I'm not saying everyone's the same.
Uh-huh.
But do they go to a special school?
Now, Raymond, just be careful.
To learn how to swerve. Answering questions.
Well, I'll tell you something. I like to think that if they come on and we ask them a question, they will answer it. But no. I do see where you're coming from. Now put your tongue back in your cheek.
I came back on. I was once on with Frank O'Fella.
Uh-huh.
And I put a straight question to one of the consoles that was on at the time. I can't remember who it was. And he says, well, the reason that happened is, and I said, look, you're not answering the question. He says, no, he says, I will get to it. But anyway, and this song will answer the question.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's something that we will try. Now, I say try because they're good, and we will try and alleviate that situation, he says diplomatically. Raymond? Pleasure, and I'm quite sure you'll keep me right in the matter anyway, won't you?
I
thought you would. Raymond, nice hearing from you. You take it easy, man.
And yourself,
sir. Ta-ra. Back after the break.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Your number direct in the studio is 01224401035. You can do it on tweet me at Cammy1035 or text on 61025. Prefix it with Cammy. And if you miss anything or you want to go back and check on what we've been saying, you go to northsound2.com /listen again and you can hear the whole thing in podcast form. And I would love to say I did that, but that's not strictly true. Not strictly true at all. Graham, how are you?
Again.
Yes, it's you again.
Twice.
As promised, we phoned you back.
Oh, I thought it was going to be off air. Okay, I was just wondering what happened.
Oh, I get the subtlety of that. Yes, well done, Graham. injecting some humour.
I try.
Yes, you try. Very trying, but never mind. That's an old McGroovy joke anyway.
Is it? All right, okay.
Come on.
I was going to say, what happened to the broadcasting quality this morning? There was blackouts when there was nothing being transmitted.
No, it's called dead air.
Aye, okay, dead air. There was also, what's the guy, Riddy, is it?
Riddy boy, yep.
He was playing a tune and you are broadcasting the news. At 9 o'clock it was 5 past 9, and 10 o'clock it was 10 past 9.
I know.
And it was on top of these records.
Well, would you believe me if I told you we thought the news was very important, so we put it out twice?
All right, okay.
I can tell you're not exactly feeling that, are you?
You can fool some
folks. You're not exactly feeling that, no. It's funny because Marion Shepherd has gone down. What's going on today? Now news cut short, and then at the wrong time, plus music playing all through the radio, keep going off. We have two radios in different rooms and it's the same silence every so on. Yes, well, two radios would tell you the same fault. So basically, it's a stereo fault. What happened was there was a fault in the playout system that's being used, and it was doubling up.
All right, okay.
And the blooming thing was going loopy, and you know, I could sit here and say that I knew what I was talking about, but everybody at North Sound knows my technical abilities. I'm not even allowed to touch the blooming things. So you will understand when I'm taking their word for it. The news comes on one fader, okay?
Right.
And it comes on a fader which allows the news to be played out at a certain time. However, the glitch in the computer made the news repeat.
Right.
So it was coming out again, and Riddy was going daft because he wasn't very sure what was going on because, you know, he said, before we came on, he gave us a quick phone call and says, beware, this is what happened, sort of style. So our apologies for that. I would tell you technically what happened, but my ineptness doesn't allow me to do that.
Right, because I phoned Riddy and he said, I would get through to North Sound, and it still happened. I tried phoning again, the guy just didn't answer his phone, so I was a bit annoyed at that, but never mind.
Okay.
I have to say that the last 15 minutes of Councillor Young's interview, I agreed with a lot of points he was saying there.
Well, the thing that bothers me, Graham, you know, I don't. I mean, I would welcome more of the councillors on to explain things. Uh-huh. I mean, I would say this to them, to their faces, so there's no. I mean, I don't want them coming on and doing the political stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, this is a City of Aberdeen thing. It's a City of Aberdeen project with the citizens of Aberdeen, and also with the folk that, you know, who are being voted on by the citizens. Surely to goodness, and let's face it, 50 million is a generous offer from a gentleman, isn't it?
Aye, but as Councillor Young says, was it not just that that tempted the council to sort of say, go ahead, let's go
well,
ahead?
Well, there's all the connotations. Listen, we'll keep hamming at it, though, boy. Every Sunday, the more you guys keep phoning in, the more we'll get them on and we'll ham at it and we'll find out what's going on.
OK. What's happened to the other guy, by the way?
What other guy?
Frank, is it?
Never heard of him. Nah, Frank took the show and he started off the talking and made it what it was.
Is he burned out?
Yeah. That's not kind. Frank's not burned out at all.
Right.
He's still fit as a fiddle. He's fitter than me, I'll tell you that for nothing. No, Frank's still churning on. He's a busy man. He's moving on.
Okay.
But he set up the talk. I mean, he's the man that started the whole procedure running the talk show, because he started it off, was it a year and a half ago? Yeah, okay. So he started off the talking in North Sound 2, and hopefully I'll be able to fill his shoes and take it on.
The thing is, are you actually enjoying doing this?
How long have you known me?
Not very long, I think.
Campbell speaking enjoys Campbell speaking. Right. It's a radio thing, I can assure you. Okay. No, I tell you, I do enjoy, because I enjoy hearing what the people think. I enjoy people coming on and putting on their film. And I do like it when the likes of Councillor Young come on and he actually answers the questions.
Right.
And okay,
right.
You know, as Raymond did say, you know, he is a councillor, and he can be a councillor as well as any other councillor, but I do appreciate them taking the time to come on, and I hope they don't feel inhibited, but they come on and they explain the thing, because, you know, I do believe that if the people know and get the explanations and we can help, that that's a good thing, you know.
Right. I was just two other things. Why is the show just 1 hour instead of 2 hours? I always feel it's you know, you would get a lot more feedback if it was on for 2 hours. Is that too much for you?
Steady, Tiger.
Right, last point, and there I'm going. Why does
too Raymond, much for me? I cheeky saw it. Go on.
Why does Raymond get a bus pass?
That's something I'm going to ask. I'm actually going to
phone.
Sounds
as if he's sort of, Raymond's
a lot. A lot of people said unkind things. Raymond, not going into it, Raymond's got a problem which involves his voice box.
All right, okay.
And Raymond, I've known Raymond for many years, and some days are good days, and Raymond will admit to this, and some days are bad days, but he's very valid, he puts on. But I'm going to phone him back and find out about that, because, you know, for obvious reasons. But yeah, Raymond's always welcome. He's always welcome. Okay, Graham, thank you very much, sir.
Okay,
cheers, man.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Not fit for it. I ask you, fiddle that. Now. Okay. More?
Probably not time, actually.
Not time?
Not time.
Out of time. Okay, apologies to Joan. We can't do the thing about traffic, no?
Possibly not.
Okay. Next week?
Next week.
Next week. Bye. Okay, the talk-ins returns next week at the same time. Joan, I'm sorry we don't have time to take you on about the short mobility. If you give us a call next week, we will do that. There's confusion all over the place. We were doing something on Facebook. Now, what we'll do is, we did something on Facebook about the people with outstanding parking tickets getting their cars sold. I want to carry that on next week. So click on the Facebook, pass your comments there, and give us a call next week, and we'll build that one up. It's been an exciting show. I'm tired. I'm away for a lie down. See you next week.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.